Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It is a great day to surround ourselves with music and take on the cultural cacophony. And you know what, kids? There's a lot of it, if you haven't noticed. What a week. I know. Hearts are still heavy with, oh, so much strife in the world, Israeli, Gaza situation. And there's just so much pain in the world. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about how it's affecting us and the protests in this country and the rise in anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. And President Biden, big week, showing moral clarity on the world stage and compassion, of course. We'll talk about that. While MAGA, not so much. The former guy getting a gag order and a threat of going to jail if he violates one of the two gag orders in place. And his buddy Jim Jordan, strike three on his gavel grab for the speakership in the House. So far, we're still speakerless, rudderless, and dysfunctioning government, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, and by the way, in the Georgia RICO case, two plea deals. The crazy Kraken lady, Sidney Powell, took a plea deal to a few misdemeanor charges and I think 6 years probation yesterday. She will also have to testify against Trump and the other defendants. And just today, Kenneth Chesebarough, the election lawyer involved in all of this, also took a plea deal. He also gets some kind of probation arrangement. Also has to testify against DJT and the rest of the crew. Ouch. I'm going to invest in more ketchup, I think. That marketplace is going to be opening up big time. It is the Annabeth Darkley Show. Weigh in anything, everything on your mind. If you're listening live, it is Friday, October 20th, running a bit late. We had some special programming on Podstream and PopNet this morning. But we're here because, you know, I love to be with you guys. It is 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. central, 2 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. If you're tagging along for the live ride, you can also avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. And so far, at least for now, they're not charging over at Twitter X, so we're doing the live 24/7 feed for you. All being helmed at AP Rights, by the way. All being helmed by the ever-talented TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's time now to fall in for those great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by PopNet. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those aforementioned roundtables. So as we talk about a very volatile discussion today, and folks on all sides very charged up. It's getting very crazy around here in this country and everywhere, of course. I keep asking myself, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And I can't come up with the answer. What about you? Let's open things up with Steve Earle and the Dukes and get you in the mix. Anything, everything. Please play it. Happy 94th day.
Only thing Batavia, Illinois, Garrett Roscoe Hamlin. On the base, Nashville, Tennessee since 1988. He's still always late, Kelly Lenny. On the drums from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Will Rigby. On the other drum kit from Houston, Texas, my little brother, Patrick Earl. Keyboards and guitar, extra pair of hands whenever we need them. My oldest and tallest son from Nashville, Tennessee, Justin Earl.
Distant cousin from down the line.
People Get Ready, Rod Stewart and the late, great Jeff Beck with a great version, People Get Ready. I'm Amy Beth Arquay Show. Good things are coming. Please hang on, hang in. We'll see it through indeed. Great version of Border Song from Aretha Franklin, that great song from Elton John and Bernie Taupin's profound lyrics. Bernie Taupin, of course, will finally get his due as a newly minted member of the class of 2023 in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this November, I believe, so just a month or so away. And opening things up with Peace, Love, and Understanding, that great song Nick Lowe wrote oh so many years ago. Elvis Costello made it really popular, but so many folks have put their imprint on that song, including Steve Earle and the Dukes. It is the Amy Beth Arquay Show. So happy to have you aboard. And, yeah, music helps us, right? It soothes our soul, revs up our spirit, and gets us raring to go for the next event in life. So happy to have you here. And thanks for bearing with us, too. The show is running a little late because I had some other obligations I had to get to, but it's very important that I meet with you guys at least once a week because I know it's important to so many of us, all of us, me and you, to sort of commune together and share some music and share some thoughts, and especially when times are tough. And I understand some folks are hurting, and I'm here to help. We're helping each other. It's not a one-way street. We're all doing it because it helps me to help you, too, if you know what I'm saying. But thanks for joining us. Pop in the chat box filling up. We have the Twitter X feed available and the Facebook page. And the Twitter X feed is still available so far because they're not charging at AB Rights. And just if you do call in, 347-857-4505 is our studio line. Not too many people do, but sometimes folks do. You have to press a button to show the little hand waves to know that you want to talk. Otherwise, some folks call in occasionally to listen to the show that way because they don't have the app or another way to do it. It's available on the streaming service, but sometimes you don't get it that way. So whatever works for you, but just let me know you want to talk. And I'll get to you. I try to get to everybody as much as we can. So anything, everything on your mind. I'm hearing some rumblings, and I'm not sure that we haven't confirmed this yet, but a correspondent with CNN and Fox Business, this gal Susan Lee, has posted on the Twitter X feed that Jim Jordan has apparently pulled out of the race after failing three voting rounds. The GOP candidate forum, she says, reconvenes Monday at 6:30 to vote on the next candidate. They apparently took a closed-door meeting and closed-door vote on whether or not he should take a powder, and I guess he didn't win that race. We'll find out more details as we go, but so far it looks like Jim Jordan has finally folded his attempt, and there was some strong-arming and threatening and all kinds of stuff going on that wasn't so good attempt to get the speakership, which is good news because he's an election denier, an insurrectionist, a flamethrower. He has no business being speaker. There are other people who are more considerate, more moderate, who have the right temperament. You know, Kevin McCarthy was going on and on about his legislative efforts, which most folks say are nothing. But to me, that's not even the most important thing. It's the temperament. And can you negotiate with both sides of the aisle? And you really need to do that. You have to find compromise. That's what people want. With a divided House, frankly, it's almost 50-50. And Hakeem Jeffries, our guy on the Democratic side, fetched more votes each time and has since this whole thing started back in January with McCarthy, by the way. So we got to get that House back. And we have some decent Republicans, we do. It's just they can't seem to work together and they can't seem to get the job done. Unfortunately, I'm including the guy that's our representative in my district, who did not vote, I am proud to say, Mike Lorler, did not vote for Jim Jordan. He didn't fold. I don't know if he got any threats, but there were some people getting threats, death threats even. I mean, this is ridiculous to get a vote for this guy. Shouldn't be surprising as he's in the MAGA group, but it's craziness. And, of course, the other story, the big story with DJT is they're folding like cheap suits or houses of cards or however you want to put it, in Georgia with Sidney Powell, the crackin' crazy lady, taking a plea yesterday. I think four misdemeanor charges and a six-year probation story, which is very much a sweetheart deal when she could have faced 20 years in Georgia prison. Wouldn't want that. But she's got to testify now. You got to show the goods, as does Kenneth Chesbrough, who is the election lawyer involved in that fake elector scheme. He'll have to testify as well. He took a five-year probation deal on one felony count. So interesting and tricky. Will anybody else fold? So far there are three. That bail bondsman folded a couple of weeks ago. So we'll see how it goes. They wanted to have that speedy trial. Didn't work out so much for them, did it? Anything on your mind, Twitter X feed is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet Chat Box. Jason, Potnet Chat Box, thanks for doing the show. AB, you know I love it. We'll have to catch part of it on podcast. Not a problem, Jason. That's the beauty of the on-demand system. All the shows are archived as such. Thank you so much for joining us, though. I do appreciate it. On the Twitter X feed, who is chiming in here? Trump for prison, 2024. I think he's headed there, kids, says Pamela. Look at the people who are folding. And it's just too funny. Leonard said that Mary Trump, the niece, just tweeted that the judge in the civil trial in New York is threatening to send you-know-who to prison if he doesn't shut up because he violated the gag order already. He's got two gag orders. Earlier this week, he got the gag order imposed upon him, a very limited gag order in the civil trial, where they, you know, remember when he posted the information about the court clerk, posted her address and her photograph, et cetera. So he was banned from talking about anybody in the court personnel, but in the, but that doesn't involve the prosecutors and everybody else. But in the Chutnik, the judge in the federal case, the January 6th case, gave him a limited gag order. He could talk about saying it's unfair. He could talk about Biden, but he can't talk about the prosecutors. He can't talk about potential witnesses and try to tamper with the jury. So there's a limited gag order, but a little more extensive gag order on him in that case. So we'll see what happens. At some point, he's going to violate. I think he needs to be in an orange jumpsuit. That's my question, just to throw him in jail and get a taste of it because it's coming. Melania can't wait for all these people to flip faster, so says Adirondack Chair, too. I love the names of some of these folks. Some of your things are good. And Terry says, as far as Jordan goes, he has no respect for the office of speaker, much less the respect of a decent human. Tell Hannity to step down. Trump for prison, 2024, take the whole lot with him. Yeah, Sean Hannity apparently was putting the strong arm, his staff, or calling up these holdouts. It came up to be 22 people now. It started out as only 20, then 20, you know, it's, I think 22, 24, whatever, 25 today, I think. You're going in the wrong direction to fetch the no votes for Jordan, I'm talking about. And he was calling these people and threatening them and sometimes threatening their spouses. I mean, that is outrageous. I know there's strong-arming. There's always what they call whipping the votes and trying to make promises. I mean, Nancy Pelosi was certainly very savvy at it. She didn't threaten people. She promised certain things that she could do. She wouldn't promise anything like McCarthy. He promised stuff he couldn't do and reneged on it. Nancy's thing was you always tell the truth and don't promise something you can't do. So she would, if she couldn't do it, her theory was, her stance was, I'll find some way to help them in something else if I can't do it, but be upfront about it. She's just a savvy woman. I mean, maybe because she's a woman, maybe because she's a mom of five kids, she knew how to do all this stuff, but her negotiations, she has skills like none other, and certainly nobody in the Republican Party so far. We'll see. We'll see who emerges come Monday with the new one, whether this guy Patrick McHenry, who looks the part with a little bow tie, and everybody says he's a nice guy. He doesn't apparently want it, but maybe now that Jordan is out of the race, maybe he'll be in it. There are other folks that can do it. But somebody more moderate who can bring the caucus together and work across the aisle, because whether you like the Democrats or not, there's no point in vilifying people. You have to work with them. That's how it goes. And, of course, you do have the trial. As they keep folding, as people said, Sidney Powell folded, Kenneth Chesbrough folded. So Donald Trump is sweating it out, as we say. Can we get a witness? I think we got a couple at least. Weigh in on the Internet Revolution.
Sometimes you sound so much like a lawyer.
I need
great song from Tom Petty on the 83rd Thorgui Show. The late, great Tom Petty, who would have celebrated his 73rd birthday today, October 20th, born 1950, with Free Fallin'. Passed away tragically at the age of 66 back in 2017, but that music, it lives on and on. Thank you, Tom, for all the good stuff. I want to send that one out to Claudia and Eric. Thank you guys for kind words. We have a pop in the chat box and the Twitter X feed, respectively. Also, a beauty from Jenny Watson and Jenny Lewis and the Watson twins with homage to Tom Petty and the rest of the Wilburys. Handle with care, something we should all do with each other, especially these days, but always. I Fought the Law from The Clash. You know who that's for. The whole MAGA bunch. Including Chesbro and Powell, who caved in the Georgia RICO case. There are now three of them, at bail bondsman Scott, was it Scott Hall, caved a couple of weeks ago. So it's going to be a lot of people to testify against you-know-who when the time comes. Keep that in mind. And Can I Get a Witness from Marvin Gaye? And, yeah, those are the witnesses. It is the Andy Bethurquist Show. Anything, everything on your mind, please weigh in. Twitter is AB, Twitter X feed is AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. Press the little button for the hand, as you know. If you're listening live on the October 20th show, we also have a Facebook page and a PopNet chat box. Happy you guys are joining us, especially since we're running a bit late today. All the shows, of course, are archived for podcasts, so you can get your podcast anywhere that you normally would do it. You know, Mixcloud, Stitcher. Well, Stitcher's no longer doing that, right? iTunes, NetNow, Click and Play, those kind of places. Spotify, perhaps, I'm not sure. But anyway, you know where to go. You know how to find us. PopNet chat box, Claudia chiming in. Thank you so much for doing the show. You know how much I love your wise words. Love the music, too. We'll catch it also on podcasts. That's just how I am. Hey, Claudia, I love it. It's okay. That's what the whole demand deal is for. Thank you so much for joining us. Robbie says, I hope Jordan doesn't get another fourth try at the gavel. He is a loser. They've got to expunge MAGA ASAP. We're working on it. Looks like it's going to happen at some point. Yeah, looks like it's we're on our way. And by the way, we have confirmed. We talked about Susan Lee. Thank you so much for the early heads up. But she was right. Jim Jordan has been dropped by the GOP. Their conference behind closed doors, they took a secret ballot, and apparently, I don't know the exact score, but apparently it was a no-go, and he has decided to drop his bid, the strong-arm tactics, to become speaker. They will reconvene Monday evening at 6:30, I think it said, to see who what the next step will be. Whether they'll take McHenry or somebody else may throw their hat in the ring. Somebody centrist, somebody reasonable, somebody who can work with the other side, because that's what Congress is about. It's not supposed to be about harsh partisanship. Those are the loud MAGA people, the people who want to blow up the place, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Matt Gaetzes, Bobart, those kind of folks. They don't want to get stuff done. They want to make a lot of noise and get themselves on Fox News and podcasts, et cetera. But there are people in the middle ground who do want to get stuff done, and I applaud those people for making the effort and working out and reaching out to Hakeem Jeffries and the reasonable Democrats. And they have reasonable Democrats, and we have some not so reasonable Democrats, too, like Rashida Tlaib, who won a firebrand speech ranting and raving against the Jews and Israelis with that bombing of that hospital, which was awful. And there's got to be middle ground in all this stuff. But the Israelis apparently did not do the bombing of the hospital. It doesn't even make sense for them to have done it because, of course, they get blamed anyway. Hamas wants to put the blame on. It doesn't take much for people to rev up anti-Semitism. We have an uptick on that in this country. There are these crazy protests going on college campuses. And people have a right to protest if they're peaceful. But it would be nice to be armed with information. I don't agree with the other side of the aisle, the other side of the coin either, that they're doing like at Harvard, where there were a whole bunch of student groups that signed on against Israel, and now they're being blacklisted. They have a bus running around with their faces, like people that are doing it to try to intimidate, you know, get employers to renege offers. I don't believe in that either. That's cancel culture. I'm not for that. And I do think universities have a place to the administrations to speak out against hate on all sides. And there's Islamophobia, too. There's that horrible case in Chicago with the man that went crazy and killed his landlord. Killed a six-year-old boy, stabbed him to death, 26 stabbings, and injured his mother, who is, I guess, recovering. God, my heart goes out to that family. I mean, it's just awful. It doesn't matter. You know, this is a Muslim kid, and he's apparently, according to his wife, was plugged into conservative media and listening to it nonstop. And the media has responsibilities to temper things and keep a lid on it a little bit. You got to report the facts first of all. Be truthful about the facts. Get your facts straight before you go, you know, quick trigger reporting. But moderate the commentary. There's got to be some kindness and grace on all sides, and that is my stance on everything. So please, let's try to do that. Let's try to be as peaceful as we can. We should resolve it. This Middle East crisis thing has been going on forever, and it needs to be resolved. But what happened to the Israelis on October 7th can't be ignored, and can't be shoved under the rug. But on the other hand, the Palestinian crisis is a Palestinian crisis, and they would say they've been dealing with this for decades, and I get it. We have to get it. We have to find a middle ground. That's my take on it. What's yours? Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet Chat Box. Anything, everything on your mind, we're here for each other. Please do it. Trump Surrendered is the name of the handle here on Twitter. It says, I'm not a lawyer. Cheeseborough is, but it sounds pretty bad. For him, a bunch of lawless clowns, they got caught trying to steal an election. Trump has got to go, prison 2024. Yeah, Cheeseborough is finally caving, admitted his guilt. This is the thing, they plead guilty. Some people say, well, they can wangle out of it. Well, you can't wangle out of it, because if they try to wangle out of it on under oath, they already have them on record saying they pled guilty, and it's going to be a problem. Although people say that Sidney Powell is so nuts that nobody's going to believe her and she's not credible. Well, nobody's credible in that group, that's for sure. It's time to save democracy. It's justice for everybody. These people have to be locked up, so says Moon. And it's pretty astounding, if you know what I'm saying. Liz Cheney apparently is taking on Ted Cruz. Understanding Ted Cruz isn't difficult. He lacks principle, and he always has been a chameleon who will say anything anytime. He thinks he's so smart, but we can see through you, Ted. We can. All of us can. I'm not sure what that was about, but okay. It's pretty going. And Bruce says, unlike the GOP, we have a caucus leader who leads and is open to reaching across the aisle to get the House working. We won't settle for a dangerous demagogue, but we'll be bipartisan partner with those focus on reasonable and urgent productivity. Vote Blue 2024, let's get Hakeem Jeffries in that speakership. I am so for you on that, for sure. Twitter X is AB Wright. Phone line is 347-857-4505. Facebook page, Potnet chat box available. And I will say that we honored Tom Petty, another mainstay of the 70s AM radio we honor. Jim Seals, part of Seals and Croft. Remember that great duo and some great music they offered. He passed away last year at the age of 80. He would have celebrated his 81st birthday on October 17th. So we remember Jim Seals, Dash, along with his partner Dash Croft, and a great song. I love this one. We may never pass this way again unless we're going for that speaker vote. Round four. Well, not for Jim Torrance, at least. I'll be here with our great show. Weigh in.
Life. So they say, it's but a game and they let it slip away. Love, like the autumn sun, should be dying, but it's only just begun. Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going. All the secrets in the universe whisper in our ears. All the years come and go, take us up, always up. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. Say, for the fools and they let them get away. Peace, like the silent dove, should be flying, but it's only just begun. Like Columbus in the olden days, we must gather all our courage. Sail our ships out on the open sea. Cast away our fears, and all the years will come and go. Take us up, always up.
Get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run. yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I asked your mother if you were at home. She said, yeah, but you weren't alone.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Show Kip Tyler's She's My Witch. We'll send that one out from Sidney Powell to the former guy. And Melanie Sofka's Brand New Key in honor of Roller Skating Day on October 17th. Speaking of October 17th, Gary Puckett celebrated his 81st birthday. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap with their great song Young Girl. That young girl is probably a grandma by now because that was really popular in like mid-60s, right? We May Never Pass This Way Again. What a beauty from Seals and Cross as we honor Jim Seals on his 81st heavenly birthday on October 17th. That music, it stays with us, part of the fabric of our lives. That's the beauty of the whole deal. Inspiration to Action Challenges help folks reconnect with their own inner deal and their own inner artists and creativity, which is such an important thing, especially these days. So gratified when it works for you, and thank you for letting us know that it's working. I want to give a shout-out to Caroline in Upper Montclair, New Jersey, who says, thanks for the push. Excuse me. I am doing mixed media and some poetry as well. The journaling helps me focus, and I really enjoy it. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Caroline. Keep going. Please keep us posted. Send us a, You know, maybe a snapshot of the mixed media. I'm always fascinated by that, or a poem or something. I'd love to hear it. Hey, Inspiration Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also helping other folks get the permission to dip into the creative well, which, you know, I always say is the ultimate fountain of youth. And on the other hand, you know, push in the right direction. We can start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. The first one, as you know, is always on me. Please reach out via the website, amybetharkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. Easy access via the Twitter X feed, or just Google the darn thing. Hey, while you're there, check out my stories. The award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available. And the first one, Killing Time, takes place around Halloween, so a great time to delve into the series if you haven't yet already. And you can also find other goodies there, and you can chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story, Forgotten 45 requests. We have links to the podcast and social media connections, too, at the One-Stop Creative Shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. One final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here, and thank you so much for joining us today. I know it's a late start, but I do appreciate what you guys play with us in real time. Ron says, you know, for all of the crimes that he committed, they finally got Capone on tax evasion. And Capone did write a book called Diary of a Self-Made Man. Trump pretty much does the same thing, you know. Except he's not a self-made man. He wrote The Art of the Deal, which was always bogus. But so far, they should lock him up because New York courts have determined that Trump committed insurance fraud, charities fraud, bank fraud, tax fraud, and sexual assault. This is what a criminal looks like. He posted a picture of his mugshot. Unfortunately, all that stuff was civil, and I don't quite get it, because so many other people will be prosecuted under criminal law for that. But so many more charges, 91, in fact, criminal charges still pending, and not doing too well in the civil case and violating the gag order, et cetera. Not a good thing and not a good day for the Trump bunch, that is for sure. Who else we have? Anybody else? Monica says you got to vote blue all the way because sometimes it's ready to go. And Cheryl says, so proud and happy and thrilled that Joe Biden is our president. He stands tall on the world stage. Boy, does he. He's trying to do his best to broker some tricky negotiations with Israel. Bibi Netanyahu, another one who frankly belongs in prison, but for the moment is the leader of Israel and maybe part of the problem there. But he's trying to make sure that they stand strong with Israel, as we should, but also offering words about warnings and words about restraint. Try to be careful and broker what comes next. Tricky times indeed. Heavy duty on campuses, heavy duty in our lives. People feel unsafe. People feel untethered, unmoored, and bereft. So many people, all walks of life, all ethnicities, all religions. So hands are out for everybody. Please reach out. Show some grace and kindness to yourself and to everybody else, frankly. Be nice to everybody, and we'll get through it together. We will indeed. Thank you so much, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML Headquarters, for keeping us moving. And thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate you guys playing with me in real time, especially since we were late. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkawy Show wherever you get your podcasts, and all roads lead back to our website, amybetharkawy.com. Reach out. We can keep the conversation going on social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter X. We're still doing it 24/7 at AD Writes, and our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. And please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkawy Show. We'll leave you with how we started, another great version of what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding. This one from the Holmes Brothers. Take care, you know. I love you all.
As I walk through wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? There's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And as I walk, sometimes, so where are the stars? sweet harmony. Each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about this love and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about this love and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about this love and understanding? What we all need now is love. Understanding, I just don't understand it, Lord. Makes me feel so sad sometimes. We don't need no war, we don't need no fight, we don't need no guns. Get along. Peace, love, and understanding.